The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone, and all the places that you're connecting from. And I value very much the wide network of people meditating right now, and different time zones and continents. So the topic for this week is emotions. And these are a very rich part of the human experience. And to be respected, to be listened to really pay attention to them carefully for many reasons. And I'll talk more about that as we go along here. But one of the wonderful possibilities, especially with this mindfulness practice, is to have emotions be simple. To not pile on top of our emotions, evaluations, judgments, predictions, meaning. Just let the emotion be there in a simple way. And one of the ways of having our emotional life and other parts of our life be simple as we meditate is to do a simple shift, if you can, if we can. and that is that instead of saying something like, my emotions, I am having emotions, just refer to the emotions that are occurring as emotions. So if there is sadness, just recognize there's sadness, but refrain from calling it my sadness or to say, I am sad. If you're angry, if you're happy, if you're delighted, if you're confused. One way to make it very simple is to free the whatever the state is from the identification with it. Mine, I am. It may be reasonable enough to use the idea of me and mine in ordinary language, but it tends to come along with a lot of baggage. It tends to come along with a lot of ideas of who the self is, what it means to have certain emotions, how it reflects back on ourselves. And the world can get very complicated very quickly. And what we're aiming to do is to have the emotions be simple. And at least when we're meditating, just the simplicity of each pristine emotion of itself. And so if we're sitting now, you might see if there's some simple way without making it complicated. See if you can periodically notice a shift with a difference between shifting from some unconscious pattern of identifying things as my pain, I'm having pain, my distraction, I'm distracted. I'm thinking, to just thinking, just distracted, just pain, the distraction. And so whatever it is, shift to a non-identification way of being present for your experience. Not my breathing, but the breathing. And with the goal to keep your attention very simple. And it's a simplicity that allows things to settle and become peaceful. So, assuming a meditation posture, not your posture, but a posture, the posture. And gently close your eyes. And taking a moment to see if you can notice the simplest way of being here now, the simplest things to notice about the present moment. The simplest things to notice about your body. The simplest things to notice about your breathing. Not my breathing, or just the breathing. And the simplest ways of acknowledging whatever mood or emotional state is present for you now, as if it's free-floating, without any reference to me, myself, and mine. And then within this experience, settling into the experience of the body breathing. On the exhale, relaxing. Physical relaxation of the face, around the mouth. Of the shoulders. And relaxing the belly. Perhaps allowing now the breathing to breathe itself. Not your breathing, but rather the breathing. And as we go along here today, when it seems easy, see if you can switch from ways of recognizing what's happening, from identifying with it as mine or I, to simply the experience, the emotion. Floating free of identification. Recognizing thinking as thinking. Not my thinking, I'm thinking. Recognizing your emotions as emotion. Not mine or I am. Pain and sensations in the body. Whatever is happening, let it float free from identification. then as we come to the end of the sitting, to bring forth the simplest sense of goodwill, maybe free of I have goodwill or I am loving, just goodwill, and letting that goodwill live in your body, and to make a bridge between this meditation and our wider social life. Have that goodwill now extend itself to the people around you in your communities, work, family, friends, neighbors, strangers. And letting the focus be on them and not on you. May others be happy. May others be safe. May others be peaceful. May others be free. And now to bring the attention to you. And in this way, it's useful that you say, may I contribute to this possibility? May I contribute to the welfare and happiness of everyone?